Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Sudbury Pharmacies handing out free rapid antigen COVID-19 tests. The announcement for free rapid antigen test, RAT, test kits in Ontario revealed there are 20 locations across Greater Sudbury where citizens can go to pick up kits for themselves or their family. The announcement made Wednesday morning by Ontario Health Minister Christine Elliott said the COVID-19 test kits would be made available across Ontario beginning today, February 9. A couple of pharmacies we spot checked today indicated that kits have arrived in Sudbury. In the downtown area, the Shoppers Drug Mart at 86 Elm Street and the Rexall Pharmacy at 117 B Cedar Street, both indicated that tests had arrived and were available to the public. Neither store could say how many tests had been delivered to their specific location. The Ministry of Health said that one test kit per visit per household address would be handed out. For families, there would be a limit of one box of five tests per household. Read the full story here. Greater Sudbury City Council votes to remove Vignini from the police board in a surprise move. City Council voted to remove Ward 2 Count Michael Vignini from the Greater Sudbury Police Services Board. The main pillar holding up Leduc's objection to Vignini being on the police board consists of comments made during the January 18 Finance and Administration Committee meeting. At the time, Vignini relayed a story about something he witnessed downtown, saying, "There's one big large tent where I was, at Memorial Park, on Saturday night, and there was about eight gentlemen in the tent and they were yelling at an individual woman, and she got out of the tent and ran for her life when other two people from the shelter tried to get her to come back into the shelter and she just kept running." Leduc feels that Vignini should have phoned 911. While Vignini claimed that the incident had been overblown and that the woman in question wasn't in any genuine danger. Also troubling, Leduc said, was Vignini's mistaken belief that he was not allowed to phone 911 due to his being on the police board. Of the balance of city council, only Ward 1 Count Mark Signoretti and Ward 3 Count Jerry Montpelier voted against removing Vignini from the police board. After voting to remove Vignini from the police board, those city council members who did not declare a conflict voted unanimously to have Ward 12 Count Jocelyn Landry Altman step in to fill the vacancy. Read the full story here. Proposed KED referendum question killed by city council. Although disappointed to see his referendum question defeated by city council, Ward 3 Count Jerry Montpelier said that at least residents have been provided an answer of sorts. They know they will not be allowed their voice, and that's that, he said following Tuesday's city council meeting, adding that it has become clear to him the Kingsway Entertainment District will move forward, no matter what. Montpelier's motion pushed for a referendum question to be included as part of the October 24 municipal election, which would ask, "Are you in favor of spending $113 million on a new arena?" The latest cost estimate for the KED is $113.8 million, and Montpelier clarified that his question ambiguously cited a new arena in order to also include a potential downtown project. Although pessimistic from the start that his motion would pass, Montpelier said that he was asked to bring the referendum question forward by a group of concerned citizens, including those behind a petition with approximately 3,500 names. "At least now the people know," he said, adding that he remains confident the project will end up being a standalone arena, by the dump, and that both Gateway Casinos and Genesis Hospitality will back out from their investments in the project, including a respective casino and hotel. Read the full story here. Police make arrest in fatal hit and run. Greater Sudbury police say they have arrested a 27-year-old man from Sault Ste. Marie who they believe is responsible for a fatal hit and run on February 1 on Walford Road. Officers executed a search warrant at a home in Sault Ste. Marie, where they found and seized the truck they believe was involved in the deadly collision. As a result, Thomas Skell is charged with failing to stop after an accident causing death, obstructing police and failing to comply with a probation order. He appeared in bail court Wednesday to answer to the charges. Preliminary inquiry set in Killarney first-degree murder case. A four-day preliminary inquiry is set to begin February 15 for a Killarney man charged with the first-degree murder of his brother. Carrie Burke, 59, was represented by his defense counsel, Glenn Sandberg, on Monday to set the date. A preliminary hearing determines if there is enough evidence for a case to proceed to trial. Carrie Burke was arrested November 24, 2020 and charged after police allege he shot and killed his own brother, Brant Burke, who was found dead on a trail in the Pointe Grandine Reserve off Highway 637 on October 25, 2020. He has remained in custody since his arrest. Brant's wife, Melissa Sheridan, has also been charged with first-degree murder. Sheridan was arrested on November 25, 2020 following an investigation by Wequamcong Tribal Police, the Ontario Provincial Police and the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. She was granted bail following her arrest. She is headed for a trial confirmation hearing on April 5. Man, 37, found deceased outside of downtown Sudbury building February 7. Greater Sudbury Police say they're investigating the sudden death of a 37-year-old man, who was found unresponsive outside of a building on Durham Street downtown on February 7. Police say they were called to the scene at 8:15 a.m. that morning. Information provided to police was that a man was found unresponsive outside of a building. He was pronounced deceased on scene. "Our deepest condolences go out to his family and friends," said a written statement from Greater Sudbury Police. "At this time, foul play is not suspected," police say. "As this is a sudden death investigation, Greater Sudbury Police are working in collaboration with the coroner's office on an investigation. A postmortem will be conducted to assist in determining the man's cause of death. Another mild day in store. Another mild day is in store for the region. Expect a high of -4 under cloudy skies today, with a 40% chances of flurries in the morning. The wind will be out of the west at 20 km per hour early in the afternoon, bringing a slight wind chill of -12. Tonight, the temperature will drop to -10 under cloudy skies.